Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances. 1, 2, 3, another week done and dusted. The weekend is here for McDonald's. This is Triple M Footy.
Hello and welcome. It's lovely to be with you this afternoon. We are doing it from Bankstown RSL, your home ground, when the Doggies are out of town. Under an hour now before kickoff, the Titans taking on the Doggies. You can hear that right on here on Triple M. Or if you're nearby Bankstown RSL, drop in, have a look at it on the big screen. Say good day to Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdler. My name is Tony Squires. Right now, it is time for the man who just set Brisbane on fire last week in Magic Round. I'm talking about Reedy. Yes, Brent Reed, hello and welcome, my friend.
Hello, Tom. I'm not sure if I set Brisbane on fire, but geez, it was good to be back in the old hometown, the old stomping ground. Jesus, change. What a city.
Actually, Reedy, I believe, 12:53 a.m. FaceTime, I believe, from you.
That's inappropriate, Brent.
Yeah. Reedy, what's going on there, mate?
Actually, he was with Zach, maybe. He was telling Zach not to.
Come on, cut me some slack.
Why would you FaceTime Emma? Why would you FaceTime Emma at that time of the morning?
Well, why wouldn't we?
You and Zach.
Oh, Zach, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing the reluctant. Sure she was behaving.
There were about 30 journos there.
Okay.
They'd all had a couple, but I think Reedy was best on ground.
Oh. Did Zach mention anything about the imminent engagement? Or not?
Oh, he might have had a ring. He might have had a ring on him. Actually, I'm not sure.
Actually, Reedy, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, sorry. There was a bulge in his pocket. Anyway, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, he's just happy to see you, mate. I've got to ask you this, Reedy.
That's why he was ringing.
I've got to ask you this. So, like, I remember I was coming for a segment at some stage last week, a week before, and they said, oh, you got to go. Big Dell's coming on soon. Oh, you're flicking me for Dell. Reedy, mate, I think your ego's getting a bit big, mate. You got to pull it back a little bit, because I heard from my mates in Brisbane that you were on a helicopter last week as well. What's going on there, mate?
Fancy you suggesting someone's ego's getting too big.
Yeah, but mate, I'm entitled to have mine. I don't know about you, but what have you been doing, mate?
I've just been enjoying Brisbane. Then we got well looked after up there. Actually, finally someone appreciated the worth of the media. Yeah. Taken 20 years, but someone's finally appreciated the worth and the power of the media, Dell.
What's the helicopter thing? That's what I couldn't believe. What's going on there?
Well, they were just showing us the sights. They took us out to the hinterland. We had a brunch.
That wouldn't have taken long.
Oh, 2 minute ride. It was terrific. All right, Reedy. Wendell Saylor, of course, is the man who said earlier that he made the number 5 famous, so you can understand where he's coming from. Let's move a little bit south from Brisbane to the Gold Coast. What does it mean this afternoon for Garth Brennan and his side?
It's a massive day today for Garth Brennan. I mean, 2-7 to start the year, and obviously up against Canterbury now, and if they lose today, 2-8. I understand there's a board meeting this week. Now, it's not specifically about Garth Brennan, but if they're 2-8 and heading into next week 2-8 and underperforming like they are, I'd find it very, very hard to see Garth Brennan as their coach next year. One person put it to me that he'd be a dead man walking if they lost this week. So it's a massive weekend for Garth Brennan. Obviously got that 1 year extension in the off-season. I'm not sure that means a lot, really. And you can turn it, the other flip side of that is you can turn it around pretty quickly. I mean, I think a month ago we were talking about Nathan Brown. He won 3 in a row, and now he's safe as houses. So it's not over by any means for Garth Brennan, but this is a massive game for him. And if you can't win this weekend, I fear for Garth Brennan. I'm not sure he'll be the coach next year.
All right, there you go. That's Garth Brennan. What about the Dragons? We've heard, obviously, yesterday the decision about Jack DeBellin.
Yeah.
The no-fault stand-down policy, it's been dismissed, his claim there. What does that mean for St George Illawarra?
Yeah, look, obviously they've got to make a decision about whether they're going to apply for salary cap dispensation. They haven't done it yet. Now, the way it would work, they would obviously apply. Jack DeBellin's got about, I think, 6 months left in the year on this year's part of his contract, for about $545,000 it is. So they could potentially get dispensation for about around the 270 mark if they apply pretty quickly. Now, the issue there is, one, they've got to spend that money on a like-for-like player. They can't go out and buy a winger or a fullback or a centre. They've got to buy whatever Jack is, a middle forward, I guess you'd call him these days. So that's where the money's got to be devoted. And, look, it comes off their own bottom line. So the owners would have to dip into their pockets to pay that money because the NRL doesn't cover that for them. So they've got some decisions to make before they go down that path. The other thing is there's got to be players out there. And in most cases, what happens is, you know, if you're going to play for this year, he's going to want next year as well. And they're pretty tight in the cap next year, particularly if De Bellin comes back. And the other aspect to it is if they sign a player now and De Bellin happens to get off in August or July, they can't use him because it's post-June 30 and they already have 30 active players on the cap. So they've got some big decisions to make this week. I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if they just persist with their squad and don't apply for a dispensation. Because the other thing is they can't use that money to pay blokes forward, which often happens, which we saw is what happened with Clint Gutherson. He got some money this year to help sweeten the deal going forward. So they can't apply and use it that way, which would help them with their cap down the track. So, as I said, this week they've got some big decisions to make, the Dragons. It'll probably be guided by what they can get, who's out there. They've had plenty of players thrown at them, but at the moment, no one's really tickled their fancy. If a player comes along that does, then maybe they will apply for some dispensation. If they don't, I reckon they'll just go through this year and exist as they are right now.
All right. Well, one man, of course, whose stand down has come to a conclusion after his court case, as well as Dylan Walker. What does that all mean for him at Manly?
It's quite interesting. The NRL this week published every player in the game's contractual status. So basically, not the amount they're getting paid. They actually published how long they got left in their deals, whether they got options in their deals, who has the option. And Dylan Walker's off contract at the end of the year. We knew that already. Manly actually haven't started torturing yet, as you would expect, given what he's gone through. I did a bit of a ring around this week on Dylan Walker just to find out whether any other clubs would be interested in him, and if they would, if they were.
You sound like you're back in the helicopter. Your phone there, I'm not
have
sure.
Have I drifted what's away? Am I back?
Yeah, where are you?
Just in the bedroom.
Too much information.
Yeah. Too much information. Sorry, all right, we've got you again. Yeah, keep going. Oh, yep.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. So basically, I rung around this week, rung a few other clubs to see whether they'd be interested in Dylan Walker and what he might be worth. And the interest is very lukewarm with Dylan Walker's concern. And even if they were interested, it'd be a significantly lower amount than he's on now. I think he's on about the 600 figure right now, Dylan Walker. So, you know, unless he gets through the rest of this, he's got to get through this the rest of this year with, you know, keeping his record clean. And if he plays good footy, he's got a hope of getting a deal somewhere else next year. If he doesn't play well and he gets himself into trouble, I think it could be the end for Dylan Walker. He's only 24 and he's had a great career, and inevitably some club will take a chance on a bloke like him, but if they do, he's going to have to take a massive pay cut, Dylan Walker, so he's got a lot to play for in the next 3 months.
All right, Reedy, as ever, great to talk to you. You, of course, can read him as well in the Australian. Hear him on Triple M with Reedy's Mail. Plenty to come, including Peter Serling. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Kenny, he's still going, Kenny. He gets it to Chambers. Chambers for the line. Chambers is going to score. Chambers scores for the Melbourne Storm. Wow. And that will win them the game while they're going upstairs. What a finish, Melbourne Storm. Let's have a listen to referee G.
Will Chambers maintains possession of the ball?
Thank you, boys. 50-50. That's what I said, boys. Trust me, boys.
Well done, Jack Lee.
I know about scoring tries, boys.
There it is. The Storm 24 over the Tigers 22 on the Tyre Power scoreboard. It was a game that the Tigers, we thought, had won for most of the time. And, of course, right at the death, as they tend to do, the Storm got the job done. I think Cam Smith described it as an escape from Alcatraz, which is terrific, because I think only three people in history have ever escaped from Alcatraz. So amazing effort. You can just never write that team off, no matter how ordinary. Obviously, last week, they had that huge win over Parramatta. They came through and against a Tigers side that really put in.
Yeah, look, championship sides find a way to win, even when they're not playing their best. I thought, you know, down in Melbourne, obviously, we call the game. The hardest thing for Melbourne is sort of to back that performance up sometimes. But when you've got Craig Bellamy, who knows how to get the best out in his players, and they haven't played that well at home, the Melbourne Storm, and I thought, you know, they've got away against the Warriors, Canterbury, so I thought they were in for a big performance, and the Tigers, they played against Penrith and they blew them away early, so I just thought, you know, they're going to be there for the picking. But West Tigers, I think they were the better team, but they found a way to win. And young Pappenhausen, the fullback, you know, when you sit there and you watch young players come on the scene with Sir Carlin Ponga, just there was a run that he took early in the game, or when they were down. And to take, like, that courage sort of hit up into, like, two or three forwards off the right foot, and then when there's an open space, like the boy just went. I think he averaged 250 metres for the game, but it's what he did off the ball as well. I think he saved a try, went out the touchline, got the ball back in, just match-turning points, which reminded me so much of Billy Slater.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, he's such a humble sort of... He was our man of the match. But, you know, Tigers did everything
he is
but...
so quick.
He is so quick. Yeah. And they've got, like, Josh Adokar, they've got him, Vunni Vaalu. I don't think I've seen, you know, a quicker back three.
But he's still... He'll go next week, you'd imagine. He's had that game, played brilliantly. He's come on before off the bench, but it was his first starting game. He scores that amazing try.
Yeah.
But he's still behind Jerome Hughes. He's probably behind Drinkwater in terms of... Yeah, so he's third in line, yet there he is. You just love having him in your team.
Yeah, he's got quality fullbacks, yeah.
Yeah, you think someone will be looking at him, won't they? Because it's such a crucial position. I think we saw enough of him last week in the game up at Magic Round to know that he had something special. I mean, you can't come in, you know, one of your first grade games, and even though, you know, it was a resounding victory, I mean, to get involved and do some of the things that he did in his run last week showed us, I think, that he's a player of the future, and there's certain parts of his game that are going to excite us for a long time.
Well, there are reports floating around that they might be trying to offload Drinkwater because they've got Jerome Hughes and Pappenhausen. But the fact it was against his former side, because he was a Balmain junior, so he said it was extra special as well. But I love this story. Christian Welch, we thought he did his ACL, and Craig Bellamy even said in the press conference, yep, that's the first diagnosis, we'll just have to get it checked. But turns out it was a meniscus tear, so he'll only miss 4 to 6 weeks, which still means out of origin contention, but not season done. And Christian put a post on social media and said, I was crying my eyes out all night, but when I found out, I went and bought myself 12 lottery tickets. So that's a story of the week.
And let me tell you, he was a big chance in that first one. He was your bolter. He was more than a bolter. They were really looking for someone his size and with his motor. So, yeah.
I was really disappointed. I mean, take nothing away from the fact that the Storm hang in there long enough to get those results. But I was really disappointed for the Tigers because they went down there with a plan. They executed it perfectly. And they dominated parts of the game that usually the Melbourne Storm dominate against everyone else, and they did that. They slowed the game down really well. They had the majority of possession. Their kicking game was really good. They did all the fundamental things right, which is what you need to do to beat a side like the Melbourne Storm, yet they just couldn't hold on. And it just goes to show, like, you know, for the full 80 minutes you've just got to stay on task, and there was just a couple of misses late in that game that cost them.
Even that play at the end, I just thought, you know, the Storm were always building towards something. It was a bit like the Roosters last night, where I thought the Roosters were going to score in that last minute or so. And obviously, you know, there was an obstruction. But on that left-hand side, Will Chambers didn't play his best football. But, you know, he made a couple of mistakes. But he just did something enough to get a bit of space. And I thought Moses Mbai, I thought as a captain, that's that play as a fullback that you want to make. That's that game changer there. Great effort from Will to score that try. And Melbourne, they were off a touch, but only because West Tigers, they rattled their cage, and that's what you've got to do. You've got to take Melbourne outside, you know, outside their comfort zone, and that's what Cronulla do all the time.
I still think we should do the Joey Johnson. Just going back to Pappenhausen and just watching him run, and what a quick man he is, an elite young athlete. The idea of having the old sprint thing should happen. Perhaps it should have been at Magic Round in Brisbane, where all the teams were there. But Jai Field, who's just come on board, you know, we've seen him with the Dragons, is incredibly quick, as is Matt Dufty and Josh Adokar.
Wonga Blake's pretty
Wonga
quick as
Blake
well.
To see
mate,
those guys.
Bronson Cherry. Yes. I want to see him in open space. I know he's quick and everyone's going, he's the quickest. For me, the Fox, Josh Adokar, will be the quickest. But
Over 100?
Over 100, yeah, mate. 100%.
All right, then, check out the latest NRL markets at ladbrokes.com.au. Back yourself, but remember, gamble responsibly. Roger Aldridge joined us. G'day, Rog.
G'day, Sonny. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. All right, what have we got in store this afternoon? Of course, it is the Titans and the Doggies kicking off this Super Saturday. What's the market looking like there for these two who are battling it out down the bottom?
Yeah, $1.67 for the Titans, and money definitely with the home team there. The Bulldogs are out at $2.18, pretty much friendless in the market. The line here, 3.5.
All right, and the Cowboys and the Eels a little bit later on. Fancy Parramatta to get back.
Yeah, late money has come in the last couple of hours for the Eels. They're $2.14 to $2.07. North Queensland, $1.70 at $1.75. They dominated the market earlier in the week, and the line, 2.5.
Should be another good one tonight, Rog. The Raiders and the Bunnies. Which way is the money headed in that one?
Yeah, split 50-50. Money for the Raiders is an outsider here. $2.10. Rabbitohs, $1.72. Just eased from an opening price of $1.65 and the line, 2.5.
Gee, I'm looking forward to that game of footy, the Raiders and the Bunnies. Thanks so much, Roger. Check out the latest NRL markets at ladbrokes.com.au. Back yourself, but remember, gamble responsibly. Very keen to hear what Peter Sterling has in mind for that game and the others that are on this week and what has caught his eye. We'll catch up with him very shortly. Satellite Triple M NRL.
For Ream Hot Water. Get your boots out. Triple M Footy.
Yeah, lovely to have your company on this Saturday afternoon, just 35 minutes before kickoff. The Bulldogs taking on the Titans. We are at Bankstown RSL this afternoon. Come down, have a look at the game, say good day. Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Girdler with you. My name is Tony Squires. It's time now for a little bit of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, three,
in, five. I love Tony's sessions. Now I love the 3 and 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
3 and 5.
Yes, it's the game that has captured the imagination of a nation. 3 in 5. The idea is that I ask you some very, very simple questions. The answers should just spring to mind. The trouble is you only have 5 seconds to gather those from your mind and speak them into the microphone. It's that tension, the pressure as the clock counts down. As it turns out today, I don't think any of you are going to get any of the questions correct.
Hopefully not politics, because not that I don't hate politics, but...
Why would it be politics?
It's election day.
Yeah, I know, but like this...
It's the day we get to exercise our democratic right.
Yeah, I better do that after this.
Are you really? Where are you going to go to? Are you going to get a sausage sizzle? What's going to happen?
I'm going there for the sausages.
What's the name of your electorate?
It's a secret.
It's a secret from you? Only from you?
Yep, I'm not telling you. I can't tell you.
Do you know the name of your local member?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Can you tell us?
Secret.
Secret. All right. It's all secret men's business for Wendell Saylor. You have no idea, do you? Be honest.
No, I don't. No. A bit like my life, I've had no idea.
Well, sadly, there is some election questions in here. I won't start with you. I'll start with Emma because she's just as good. And you're very competitive, aren't you, Em?
Yeah.
This is a simple one.
I'm competitive, but not great with politics.
Okay, you should be able to get this. Okay. Apart from the Liberal, National Party and Labor, name 3 parties contesting this election.
The sex party, the marijuana party.
Sounds like a good night out.
They're parties.
Of course, they are parties.
They really are parties.
Wow.
No, they actually are.
What is Zach waiting for?
The sex party, the marijuana party.
Yeah. Okay, that's two. You could have gone for one nation.
You've been paid attention.
It's only because we had a joke this morning. Zach said, I'm going to vote for these two. And okay. I thought that's really not funny. Immature.
You could have gone for the pirate party as well. That's a party. The One Nation, of course, United... yes, exactly. You could have gone for them, the Conservative Party. Okay, there's plenty of there.
He spent about $60 million on his advertising.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot, isn't it? Okay, I'll just move because we're at beautiful, beautiful Bankstown RSL.
Should have spent it on, get one of those gastro belts.
This is much,
shouldn't it be?
Gastro banding.
What other?
That's cruel. No fat shaming of Clive Palmer.
Why not?
Okay. Ryan Girdler.
Yes.
Name 3 restaurants in the Bankstown RSL.
Villaggio, Salt, and Twisted Noodles.
They're on the wall over there.
That's unfair.
Honestly.
Yes, you get 3 out of 5. 3.
I got three. There's one there that is.
Yeah. Okay.
You just can't see
clearly. No politics.
I wrote down earlier.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to start with politics and bend it around because it's not really politics. Before I even do it, because it is Bob Hawke, we all know the great Bob Hawke, the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, who passed away during the week and, of course, known as a larrikin, but he was a great reform Prime Minister, along with Paul Keating, did some amazing things and on his own, of course, including his joy at occasionally sculling a glass of beer. He had a record, sculling a yard glass as well in timing. This is one of those moments where it might have been called on Triple M Radio while he was at the cricket. Have a listen.
Yeah, and I think if he sees himself up on the big screen, he might have, here he goes.
Lips to it. 1, 2, Bob's going well. 3, halfway through the schooner. 4, 5.
Here he goes.
3/4 of the way through the schooner now. Oh, he's slowing. This is difficult because now Cummins is coming into bowl. 8, 9, 10, Cummins. It's short and hooked away around the corner. Hawke still going. England 8 for 342. Gulp 11, gulp 12, gulp 13, gulp 14. Getting to the dregs of it now. It's come close. On, Bobby, do it for your country.
Got him.
Done. Well done to the Prime Minister.
That's Mark Howard.
Mark Howard.
Howie calling
going.
The former Prime Minister. Look, we do. The nation loves and misses him, of course. His most famous, Wendell. Here you go for your question. For one of his quotes was that any boss who sacks you for not turning up today is a bum. Yep. First part of the question, what event was he talking about?
America's Cup.
Okay, second, here's your three and five. Name three people who were involved in Australia's 1983 America's Cup win.
Ben Lexen, John Bertrand, that's all I got.
Brilliant work, Wendell Saylor. That's two. You could have gone for Alan Bond, obviously.
Oh, Bondy.
Big money. Well played, ladies and gentlemen. Three and five. You are the winner, Ryan Girdler.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
I think the people are the winner. Peter Sterling will join us next. Saturday, Triple M NRL.
Beautiful.
Yes, Triple M rocking the footy on a Saturday afternoon. I should just point out before Sterlo joins us that there have been the Triple M NRL elections on the NRL Instagram page. Emma, you are nominated as Prime Minister. I think it was going to be a vote between Emma Lawrence
and Cooper Cronk.
Or Cooper Cronk. We're going to get those results very shortly.
Honestly.
You might have a last moment. Obviously, Emma, her only party she knew were the sex party and the marijuana. Yeah.
They weren't the only ones.
Do you vote for the marijuana party first and then just the sex party follows immediately?
Yeah, what happens there, Emma?
Is it just a natural one?
We're probably in danger of not getting to the sex party if you have the marijuana party first.
But honestly, look, I love Cooper Cronk, but if I had to...
The Munchies party probably would follow next.
But look, I just want to throw it out there. Look, I love Cooper Cronk, great Queensland and that, but look, for PM, Emma Lawrence for me every day of the week.
I've got no idea why I haven't been nominated at all.
Exactly.
The only adult in the room.
Yeah, true. No.
There were various stages, actually. We had to get through the
semi-final.
You got
knocked out early, basically, Tony.
Seriously?
Yeah. So in the semi-final, I believe I was against Cam Smith.
Oh, really?
Yep. Is that correct,
serious?
Charlie?
So did I get knocked out early?
Who was Dell against?
Who was I against?
No.
You got knocked out early then.
This is ridiculous. Anyway, look, we'll get to those results.
Cooper Cronk. Oh, Cooper Cronk beat you.
We'll get to those results.
So now, surely, because he beat you, you don't want him to beat me.
Well, you want me to be PM? I'll be a fun PM.
Cooper Cronk, of course, his third time sin bin booed by the Suncorp Stadium crowd last night. It was a nice moment, him giving them the thumbs up. Peter Sterling joins us right here, right now. Sterling, g'day.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I voted this morning. I looked for Wendell on the sheets to vote for him because we know how much he does love a party. He wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good, Sterlo.
He's been to plenty of clubs too, don't worry.
Oh, you know that.
Him and Lottie were in the five party.
Yeah.
Got a bit in common, you two, Wendell, don't you?
And Israel.
Sterlo, Israel. There's plenty we'd like to get to with you. I guess, and we spoke earlier about Jack DeBellin. Well, let's not go down that path, but I guess the sad thing last night was once again hearing the crowd at Panthers Stadium booing the Penrith and their side after that performance against the Warriors.
Yeah, it was a cringeworthy night, wasn't it? I sat there squirming, watching the Penrith side, who obviously completely devoid of any confidence whatsoever. And I think there was a couple of incidents during the course of the game that just about summed that up, especially the 10 minutes leading into halftime, where they bombed a certain try when Dean Farre couldn't find his winger with Tennis Alesniak just with a simple pass. Leota drops the ball over the line. They make a couple of play-the-ball errors there. James Tamo screaming at the referee, at what point? Down the other end, that was the quote. What point? You could just see the frustration. And then you got the fullback and the winger running into each other. It was just an abysmal night for them. And, look, I've just been waiting for some sign of life, and it's just not there.
What about the halves situation for New South Wales? We've kind of talked about it before. I know Gerds has given us his New South Wales side. He couldn't find a space for either of those Penrith boys who were there last year, just the form there and now, and I guess the team itself. What about you?
Well, I had Nathan in the side until last night. I think that was the breaking point last night. I think James Maloney hasn't been part of that that makeup for a number of weeks now, just because Luke Keary he's just knocked the door down. You know, he has to be there. If there's any semblance of form as a criteria for this New South Wales State of Origin side, Luke Keary has to be there, and I think he will be. And after last night, I just couldn't go with Nathan again, unfortunately.
All right. Have you formulated an entire team? You can run past us or the halves? What's going on?
Look, I've named a side, and I've got 12 players from last year's squad. And, a couple of force changes, obviously. No Jack DeBellin, and I don't think Regan Campbell-Gillard will be there as well. But I've got James Tedesco as my fullback, Josh Adokar, and Nick Kotrick on the wings. We'll come back to him in a moment. Latrell Mitchell and Josh Morris at right centre. Luke Keary, Adam Reynolds in the halves.
Yeah, nice.
I would be starting with Cameron Murray as my number 13, behind Tyson Frizzell and Boyd Cordner. David Clemmer, Damien Cook and Matt Lodge would be a starting front row for me. And I'd be going with the same bench that New South Wales went with in games one and two last year, which is Jake Trbojevic, who would play more minutes. Like, that's the great diversity we have with New South Wales at the moment. We've got a lot of players who can play. Well, they can play the 80 if you want them to. Trbojevic falls into that category. Paul Vaughan, Angus Crichton. And whilst Tyrone Pucci certainly hasn't set the world on fire at the Gold Coast this year, I just think he is still the perfect number 17 to come on. I don't think you require him to play a lot of minutes, but if you need a dummy half, if you need somebody to slot in anywhere in the back line and be dangerous and has got points in them, I'd stay with Tyrone. And my 18th man would be Payne Haas, and my 19th would be Jack Whiten. So
beautiful.
Adam Reynolds was there for two games in 2016. He knows what Origin's all about. He's playing better football now than he was in 2016. So I think that he's, he can slot alongside. And he's played alongside Luke Keary in the past. And Nick Kotrick is actually named at centre for the Canberra Raiders this weekend. Now, I know he's normally a left winger, and I'm looking at him to play on the right side. But I think, he's such an instinctive, adaptive player. I've got no problems about playing him on that other side of the field, especially if he plays two games at right centre for Canberra this weekend and next weekend. I'm assuming they won't change Jared Croker over, so I think Kotrick will slot in at right centre. And we'll see, as he comes in for Joey Leilua, that he can handle that side of the field. So on the right side would be Tyson Frizzell, Adam Reynolds, Josh Morris and Nick Kotrick to handle both Cameron Munster and Kalen Ponga.
Still, I've got no doubt. I've watched him play a lot of his 20s in Australian schoolboys trials and stuff, and he actually played in the centres, played fullback. As you said, he'll play anywhere. He's just a footballer. You put him anywhere, he'll do a job there.
Yeah, I've got no doubt that he will. And to have Josh Morris inside him, I think, would be advantageous for him. Cameron Murray, I think, would be great to start the game with his footwork, and then to have Jake Trbojevic coming on. And as I say, he'd end up playing big minutes anyway, but he just adds to your attack again once he gets out there. But I love both number 13s because they're the kind of players that I think would worry Queensland with their ball playing ability, but more so their footwork at the line.
And Pete, Matt Lodge goes into the starting front row based on obviously last night's performance. Did that seal it for you?
I did. I wrote a column this week in regards to Matt Lodge and Payne Haas, and they lived up to expectations last night. I just think Matt Lodge, he's got a big motor. He's very similar to what Payne Haas has to offer, except he's much more experienced. I think that he'll develop into the leader of this Brisbane forward pack. Again, in that article I wrote, I think guys like Alex Glenn and Matt Gillett, they're quiet achievers. Pangai and Offahengawi, they can get too loose and too personal. Matt Lodge, to me, is actually the guy who does his job every week. He's got some football in him. He's got a pass. He's got an offload. And he also can go for as long as you want him to. And I think him and Clemmer starting the game would give New South Wales great go forward. And then you've got Paul Vaughan and Trbojevic to come on and continue on that. But, I think foremost in Freddie's mind is the ability to score points. And those guys fall into that category because they've got second phase play in them. They do the hard yards, but they've got some football in them. They just don't tuck the ball under their arm. That's more like, David Clemmer's job. But these other guys offer a little bit more with the footy.
All right, there's your Blues team from Blues legend in Peter Serling. Still, stick around. We'll come back and wrap it up, get some tips from you. Maybe get a Bob Hawke story if you've got one. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Coming up at 3 o'clock,
kick off
the Titans taking on the Bulldogs.
We're at Bankstown RSL. If nearby, drop in to watch that game. Peter Serling is also with us, who will call it Sterlo. Just a quick one. The great man Bob Hawke, the former Prime Minister, of course, passed away during the week. Do you have any interaction with him? He was a sports lover. Did he ever kind of hand you a trophy at any point?
Ran into him a couple of times. Actually, there was a period of time I saw him every day. My older sister had a Bob Hawke lamp. Now, I was too young to know whether she was a trade unionist or just a staunch Labor female, but yeah, I do remember that from my childhood. But I think, he was a great representative of all members of society in Australia, but I think he liked rubbing shoulders with winners as well. So we saw him in the sheds after the grand final victories in the 80s, and from the smile on his face, I wouldn't be surprised if he'd invested a little bit on Parramatta in those games, because he looked happier than anybody else in there.
I love it. All right, then. I just want to go through, speaking of elections, just quickly before we get to this game, the Triple M NRL election results. I think it's the last. The voting is just about to close.
Oh, okay.
The Minister for Defence was MG or Gordy, and Mark Geyer has got that result, which is terrific. Minister for Communications was came down to Hoops or Paul Kent.
Hoops.
And Hoops. A much more kind of conservative
Kenny
path there.
Kenny, you'd be a bit of a hard ass for
I didn't get a vote there.
No, you didn't get a vote there. yes. Did you vote? The Treasurer, Maroon or Nick Politis, and Anthony Maroon. That is ridiculous. Yeah.
Did he get it?
Yeah, he got
very
it.
Very tight, Maroon.
Nick Politis all day. I want those brown paper bags.
Minister for Small Business was Gerds or the YKTR team, Gerds.
Yeah.
And sadly, the YKTR team has come through and won that.
Yeah, okay. You know the rules, baby.
Minister of Creative Industries and Culture, of course, Fletcher Heiney. I'm not sure who won that. We're going to say Fletcher was. And finally, Prime Minister came down to Emma Lawrence or Cooper Cronk. At the moment, it's 50-50. It's a hung parliament.
Oh, is it?
It's a hung parliament.
Yeah, hung parliament, sex party, marijuana party. I mean,
it's just
the language.
It's just a fun time.
Yeah, isn't it?
For a Saturday night. It will be brilliant. So if you get the chance, you can go to the NRL Instagram. If you've got a
vote
policy.
Vote for me, please.
That's it? Vote for me, please. All right.
I'm a team player.
Yeah.
Always just doing the hard yards in the background, not trying to be the superstar.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want someone like that,
look for Wendell.
What are you saying about Cooper?
Yeah.
More, watch your smear campaign.
Well, you know, I haven't won a grand final with a broken scapula, so.
Okay.
I'm not really for heroic efforts.
Okay. Wendell Saylor.
Actually, speaking of team player, can I just give a shout out to my wife, please? She's running the Sydney Morning Herald Half Marathon tomorrow, so I'll be there at the finish line, babe, and I'll take you to lunch. So her and her friend Holly Emerson, I'm going to be there to support them. So they're doing the half marathon. Good on them. 21Ks. Yeah,
well, my sister-in-law's doing it too. Catherine, good luck.
I'll see Catherine.
Yeah, and everyone else doing it tomorrow. And,
if everyone.
You have a real go, get out there and do the full marathon.
Rather than being there at the finish line.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's quickly around the table. The Titans and the Doggies, both at 2-7, both desperately want to win for their clubs, for their fans who are at Bankstown RSL. Who wins, Del?
Yeah, look, I think the Dogs are much improved this year. I know they've been a few close ones that they probably should have, put to bed. They nearly got Melbourne. I'm going to go with the Titans, mate, because I think they've played some pretty good football too.
The Titans, Emma Lawrence?
I'm going to go with the Titans. I think they're... Sorry, everyone
here. Read the room.
Yeah. I just think, especially with what Reedy said, with Garth Brennan being under pressure as well, he would have got a rocket up them. So I'm going to go the Titans.
I'm going to go the Doggies. I just think that... I know they're on the bottom of the table and they've lost some games and they've lost some games convincingly, but I just like the performance that they've been able to put in a couple of weeks, and I just think if they can put in a performance that's anywhere near their best today, I think they'll be too good for the Titans, who really struggle with consistency and putting together 80 minutes. So I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
All right. Tyron Peachey's on the bench, I'm hearing. Okay. All right. It was sad to see Lincoln Lewis for me. Lachlan Lewis being dropped. But Jack Cogger has been playing some good footy. And, of course, Kieran Foran back. Sterlo, what do you think?
Yeah, I was tempted by the Bulldogs. I thought their second half effort against Newcastle was pretty good last week. They nearly came from, 16-0 down to at least possibly go into extra time. He made a difference, no doubt, Kieran Foran. But I've got a feeling the Gold Coast Titans might show us a little bit. As you point out, Peachey goes back to the bench, so does Sportawaker. Young Jesse Arthur's into the centres, and Jack Stockwell comes into the run on side. So a couple of changes made by Garth Brennan. I'm going on, it's a leap of faith in this game. Both teams 2-2 and 7 from their 9 games. Maybe the Titans just.
Yep.
Just two on the Canterbury Cup game that's just finished. No, it is reserve grade, but Josh Mansell scored a try. Regan Campbell-Gillard, 197 metres.
Beautiful.
And they got a win as well. So a confidence boost for those two compared to what their teammates had.
All right. And just quickly, Del, to wrap up, you've got something coming up you wanted to give a shout-out?
Yeah, Legends of League in November. It's been moved from the Central Coast to Newcastle. So that'll be great. And Mark Hughes Foundation, obviously, there's that charity angle too. But
did you not ask Ryan Girdler to play?
Well, no, they asked him, but he's away. He's not real keen to play. But Penrith, they've got a pretty good side. I think Peter Wallace, Craig Gower.
Waterhouse.
Yeah, Trent Waterhouse, pretty good side, yeah. So that'll be Legends of League.
Frank Pulitua.
Yeah, in November. But, yeah, so hopefully we can get behind that. But also, I just want to give a shout-out to Drew Mitchell, also who's doing the half marathon. You know, we love him here, Drew Mitchell.
I thought Drew would do the full marathon.
Yeah.
Hey, with Legends of League, how do you sort of rate yourself at this stage in your career?
I'm going pretty good. Look, I've scored tries. I'm still hard to stop. I'm probably not as fit as I used to be, but I'm still going to go.
Sadly, that's where we have to leave you from Bankstown, RSL. Get down and watch the footy as Triple M rocks the footy.